Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, we'll be discussing the center of gravity of world trade and the economic panorama of Latin America, according to the IMF. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with some exciting news from Figma, the collaborative design startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion. The company isn't waiting around for the deal to close and just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is FigJam? And how are these new AI capabilities going to enhance it?
FigJam is Figma's collaborative online whiteboard product that launched in 2021. It allows teams to brainstorm, plan projects, and organize meetings using a digital sticky note interface. Interestingly, while Figma is known as a tool for designers, the company says two-thirds of FigJam's weekly active users are actually non-designers. The broad appeal led Figma to explore how AI could make FigJam easier to use.
And what are the specific AI features they are introducing to achieve that?
There are three key ones. First, to help with the blank page problem, Figma developed a generative AI tool to create new FigJam boards from a text prompt. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar and project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them started. Second, as boards get crowded with sticky notes, a new AI capability can automatically sort them into logical groupings by theme or owner to keep things organized. Finally, the AI can generate a summary of the key points from a sea of sticky notes, saving users from having to manually synthesize takeaways.
Those sound like useful applications of AI to streamline the whiteboarding process. What can you tell us about the underlying technology Figma is leveraging here?
Figma is harnessing OpenAI's large language model as the foundation, but they've customized it to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts like diagrams and calendar objects. They're also testing warning systems to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if users stray outside expected use cases. The company seems to be taking a thoughtful approach to integrating AI capabilities in a way that enhances the user experience while trying to mitigate potential downsides.
Interesting. So when will Figma's user community get to start experiencing these new AI-powered features?
Figma is launching these new generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today, so users will be able to kick the tires and provide feedback to help refine the functionality. Given how many teams struggle with effective collaboration, tools like this that intelligently facilitate the process could prove popular, especially among Figma's expanding non-designer user base. It will be interesting to track how quickly they get adopted and what impact they ultimately have on productivity.
Thanks for the insights. Well, speaking of tech news, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup has just announced the addition of three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what can you tell us about these new AI capabilities Figma is rolling out?
Figma sees a big opportunity to get creative in enabling people to collaborate and visually reimagine all sorts of meetings and projects inside the FigJam platform. Interestingly, two-thirds of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers, but a broad mix of product managers, engineers, marketers, and others using it for cross-team collaboration. To make FigJam easier to use, especially for those new to the tool, Figma is harnessing the power of AI.
And specifically, how will AI make FigJam more approachable and useful for this diverse user base?
First, Figma is using generative AI to help users create new FigJam boards from simple text prompts. To overcome that intimidating blank canvas, users can describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them started. They're also applying AI to help organize the sea of digital sticky notes that tend to accumulate on busy FigJam boards by automatically sorting them into logical groupings by theme or task owner.
That could certainly help make complex boards more manageable. Any other AI enhancements to highlight?
The third key feature is the ability to automatically generate concise summaries from all the information captured on the sticky notes during a brainstorming session or meeting. This intelligent synthesis aims to surface key themes and save users the manual effort of distilling pages of notes. Figma is leveraging OpenAI's language models under the hood, which they've fine-tuned to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts.
Interesting. With studies showing over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration, assistive AI capabilities like these could go a long way in making tools like FigJam more accessible and effective. When can users expect to get their hands on these new features?
Figma is launching these generative AI capabilities in FigJam starting today, initially available through an open beta program. They'll be evaluating feedback and continuing to refine the user experience and outputs. But it's a significant step forward in their mission to empower more effective collaboration for their expanding audience.
Thanks for the update on Figma's latest product announcements. Exciting developments to keep an eye on as they evolve FigJam with AI. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.